And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday the 25th of March 2025. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, just north of Viking, 1001, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. Cyclonic, becoming west or northwest, 4 to 6. Rain and fog patches, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. North at Sierra. Cyclonic, 4 to 6, becoming northwesterly, 2 to 4, then variable later. Rain and fog patches, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. South at Sierra. Southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6. Rain and fog patches, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. 40s Cromarty. West or northwest, 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. 4th Tyne. West or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. West or southwest, veering northwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Fisher. Rain for a time. Good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Humber, Thames, Dover. Variable, mainly west or southwest at first, 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle and fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable, becoming west or northwest for a time, 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Biscay, Trafalgar, southeast, Fitzroy. Northerly, 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Northwest Fitzroy, Seoul. Variable 3 or less. Occasional drizzle and fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. West or northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Rain, drizzle and fog patches for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon. West or northwest, 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then south, 3 to 5 later. Drizzle and fog patches at first, moderate to very poor, becoming good. Rockall, Mallon, Hebrides, Bailey. West or northwest, backing southwest later, 4 to 6. Drizzle, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Fair Isle. Cyclonic, becoming west or northwest, 4 to 6. Drizzle and fog patches, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic, becoming westerly, backing southwesterly later, 4 to 6. Rain, sleet or snow, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. West-northwest 4. Drizzle. 1 mile, 1016. Rising slowly. Stornoway. West by north 5. Recent drizzle. 24 miles, 1012. Rising slowly. Lerwick. West 5. Slight rain. 300 metres, 1005. Now falling. Wick Automatic. West, 5, 15 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Aberdeen. West by south, 1, slight rain, 27 miles, 1012, steady. Lucas. West-southwest, 4, rain, 3 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Boomer. West by south, 4, 24 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Bridlington. West by north, 3, 1017, steady. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic. South-southwest, 2, 1 mile, 1021. St. Catherine's Point Automatic. West-northwest, 3, 1022, rising more slowly. Jersey, northwest by north, 2, mist, 2 miles, 1,023, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, west-southwest, 2, 2 miles, 1,023. Scilly automatic, northwest, 3, 12 miles, 1,025, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, west by north, 2, 9 miles, 1,023, rising more slowly. Aberporth, south by west, 2, fog, 2 miles, 1,023, now falling. Valley, south-southwest, 3, 8 miles, 1,021, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, southwest by west, 3, 8 miles, 1,021, steady. Valentia, south-southeast, 2, mist, 2 miles, 1,024, now falling. Ronald's Way, southwest by west, 3, 13 miles, 1,021, now falling. Mallon Head, southwest by west, 4, mist, 1 mile, 1,019, rising. And Macrahanish Automatic, west-southwest, 4, heavy drizzle, 1 mile, 1,018, now falling. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation, a band of rain currently lies across Scotland and Northern Ireland and will continue moving southeastwards across England and Wales through Tuesday. A ridge of high pressure then builds behind, bringing fair conditions for most through Wednesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or northwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain or drizzle at times, then showers. Poor for a time at first and north, otherwise moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 in south, and later also in north. Rain, then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest, 3 to 5, veering north or northwest, 2 to 4, becoming variable later. Occasional rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest, veering northwest, 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, then rain for a time, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southwesterly, veering westerly, 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, then rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 for a time. Rain at times later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or northwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Mainly fair, then rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Rain or drizzle for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head to Great Ormond, including St. George's Channel. West or southwest, veering north or northwest, 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Rain or drizzle for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West, veering northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Rain or drizzle at first, moderate or good, becoming poor at first. Isle of Man. West or southwest, 3 or 4, veering northwest, 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Rain and drizzle at first, moderate or poor, becoming good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southwesterly, veering northwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Rain or drizzle, becoming fair, moderate or poor, becoming good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. southwesterly, veering northwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Rain or drizzle, becoming fair. Moderate or poor, becoming good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 2 to 4 later. Rain or drizzle, becoming fair. Moderate or poor, becoming good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, backing southwesterly later. Rain or drizzle, then showers. Moderate or poor, becoming good. And Shetland Isles. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming west or northwest 4 to 6. Rain, drizzle and fog patches, then showers. Moderate to very poor, becoming good. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. In a few moments, we'll join the World Service for a look ahead to business matters with Roger Hearing, and then the News at 1 with Sue Montgomery. In the meantime, from me, Al Ryan, and Tina Ritchie in the newsroom, have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. I hawa.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Chandigarh and Virginia. Coming up on the programme, more tariff confusion. Donald Trump now says some of the April the 2nd tariffs he'd announced might not happen. But he's also said there'll be secondary tariffs of 25% on countries that buy oil from Venezuela and also trade with the US. Also today, the Chinese EV car maker BYD exceeds Tesla's revenue for the first time. Australia's new budget about to be revealed as the economy moves back into the red after years of surpluses. We'll visit the world's longest prefabricated road and rail tunnel. And the company that popularized DNA self-testing for ancestry and health goes bust. Was it something in its genes? That's all coming up after the latest BBC News.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A prominent US journalist has accidentally been added to a private messaging group discussing classified military information. Jeffrey Goldberg, the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic magazine, revealed he saw information on imminent American strikes on Houthi rebels in Yemen from the US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Sarah Smith has more.
Democrats claim the incident demonstrates gross incompetence and may be illegal. The Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer condemned what happened and called for a thorough investigation. When President Trump was asked about the breach, he said he didn't know anything about it and suggested it had not adversely affected the mission. The White House has confirmed the messages are authentic, but say President Trump continues to have the utmost confidence in his national security team.
Police and protesters have again clashed in Istanbul as massive crowds gathered for a sixth successive night to demand the release of the city's mayor, Ekrem İmamoğlu, Turkey's main opposition presidential candidate. He was arrested last week and charged with corruption. There have also been clashes in the Turkish capital, Ankara. The chairman of his CHP party told crowds in Istanbul the protest was an act of defiance against fascism. This 22-year-old explained why he's taking part.
Things like this have been happening a lot, and this time it feels like the government has really overstepped the boundaries of justice, an injustice being done at such a large scale that, you know, we just had to speak up about it. You hear it on the news every day, this guy got arrested, this person got arrested, and finally it feels like it has reached a breaking point for most people.
Argentina's president Javier Milei has announced he will declassify all intelligence files relating to the period when the country was under military rule. The announcement was made on the anniversary of the military coup. Here's our America's regional editor, Leonardo Rocha.
30,000